Psalm 107. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. By the way, if somebody has an NIV, look up 107.2. I need you to read it for me in a second. All right? But here's Psalm 107, beginning at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. How many of you experienced God's goodness at some point in your life? Some point God has blessed you and you know He's good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I always thought that verse meant if you're redeemed, you ought to tell somebody. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But what I found out this week is those two verses go together. You see, give thanks to the Lord for He is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're the ones who have experienced His goodness. We're the ones who understand that His loving kindness is everlasting. We're the ones who then get to tell others, get to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And there's another version that says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell your story. Let the redeemed of the Lord be talking. Let them be saying this. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Why? Because that's how we give God glory. We've been redeemed. What does that word mean? It's an old word that was used when somebody was bought into slavery. A loved one would buy them back out of slavery so they could be free. A price was paid to set a loved one free. Those of us who have accepted Jesus, those of us who have been loved by Him and we have accepted that love, those of us who know Jesus, we have been bought at a great price. We've been redeemed in order that we might be set free. Jesus died on a cross to pay the penalty for sin, that we might be set free from that sin, that we might live with Him forever. That's what it is to be redeemed. And if you've been redeemed, you've experienced His goodness, say so. Tell your story. Give God glory. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for the opportunity, the privilege, and the joy of being a part of the redeemed. Lord, we thank You for these who have been able to travel and to take Your word to others. We're grateful for the way Your Holy Spirit went before them and prepared the way and went with them and protected them. Lord, we're grateful for the ways in which You have spoken this week into the hearts and lives of those who needed to know that You're good and that Your loving kindness lasts forever. Lord, help us now. The redeemed, help us to say so. Help us to say this. Help us to tell our story. Father, this morning as we hear these great stories of what You're doing, if perhaps we recognize that we're not a part of the redeemed, that we have not accepted yet Your grace, that we don't have a story to tell, if we recognize that, Lord, don't let us leave this room without getting right with You. We pray that You'd speak to each one of us and make sure that we have a story to tell.